Ryan Meyer of Whale and the Wolf joins me. They're a part of the Pigeon Lake Music Festival in August. He's actually an old friend of mine, too. Ryan, thank you so much for doing this.
Shannon, this is a pleasure. I'm really happy we get to do this and get to chat on the air and get to kind of catch up off the air a little bit. It's been too long, but this is really cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to play anything of what we talked about beforehand, but
probably for the best.
Yeah, Ryan, now I've known you, like, actually I was just saying this, I've known you a long time, you and Lucas from the band, and music has always really been your thing. You come from a really musical family too, right?
We do, yeah. I mean, like, I kind of just grew up around it and it just sort of was a normal thing, but then you grow up and you find out that not everyone's parents had like a weird family cover band that played hall parties every single weekend. So I was always around it. I always had sort of musical gear in our house to experiment with and play with. Like, we always had like PA speaker systems and drums and keyboards and guitars. So it was always just sort of there for me to tinker with. It has never left me.
What would you say your first break was? Like, when was it where you were like, you know what? This is actually, I'm doing this.
I think that it was just sort of like when this current iteration of the band formed. Like, it's 10 years now, which is crazy, and you can't like discount all of the practice and all of the sort of tradecraft that goes into the bands that I played in prior. But I think that like the break sort of that was just like, okay, we can kind of like get some somewhat commercial success out of this band was when we started Whale and the Wolf like 10 years ago. We just kind of had all the people and all the moving parts with all of the sort of personnel in the band who were really into it and really wanted to kind of like try and make a go of it.
And you're playing the Pigeon Lake, you're sharing the weekend with the likes of Biff Naked, Kim Mitchell, The Trues, The Odds. Like, what does that mean to you?
It's awesome. Like, grew up obviously like listening to Biff Naked when I used to work at a rock radio station in town and played her songs all the time. But like, really and truly, like, I am going to be starstruck with Kim Mitchell. Like, grew up listening to his stuff. Like, I am going to have several sodas that weekend, if you know what I mean, just in celebration. It's always a real trip, but it's always sort of the, like, you just got to keep your cool until the show's done. Play your show. Hopefully they, like, witness some of it. And I don't know, that's kind of the cool thing, is when you're, like, playing a show in front of someone of that ilk where you're like, yeah, we're a part of this, you know? So yeah.
Are you gonna wear that that powder blue suit? You had that leisure suit with the ruffles in the front?
I sure did. Yeah. You know what? It's gonna be August, long weekend, so I might have to turn those pants into cutoffs.
Oh.
Might have to cut the sleeves off of that ruffled suit. The cummerbund might make it into the repertoire,
okay,
but we'll see.
All right. That's good to know. Now, what would you say to, you know, the kids, the guys that are out there that are in a band right now, like kind of slugging away where you were 10 years ago? What are your tips?
I would just say, like, keep on doing it. I think at that point, if you're just starting out, like, play shows all the time. Like, right now we're obviously a little more selective about when we are playing certain markets that we play, just because we don't want to overdo it. But I think at that point when you're starting it out, like, try and play as many shows as you can, because every show you're going to screw something up that probably the people in the crowd aren't going to notice, but you're going to notice. And it's going to, every time you screw up, you learn from it, and you might do it again down the road, but you'll do it a lot less after you've done it, you know, screwed the same thing up five times. Like, you'll, there's just certain things still are like hardwired into me from the early days where you're like, don't do that, you know? So yeah, I think play shows all the time, play live, and keep writing.
You just had a single, Sharp Knife, that came out in May. You got the festival. Mm-hmm. What else are you working on?
So we have we haven't really fully announced this yet, so this will be kind of, I guess, one of the first formats or platforms. So
exclusive.
Thank you for giving us this platform to talk about it. But yeah, we have like a full-length album that's going to be coming out in September. So this song that we have, Sharp Knife, is just like the lead-up to a full-length album that's coming out in September.
All right, so we got to watch for any names, or are you waiting to announce that?
You got the scoop on the album coming out. I should probably be tight-lipped on sort of the name of the album and
okay,
what's all on it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll find out about it later anyway. So the link to your Pigeon Lake Music Festival tickets, they are on our website. We've also got a link to the Whale and the Wolf website as well, so you can follow them along. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it very much.